Okay, one more thing, if I can even get more bizarre. Since virtually all of the mass of an atom is in the nucleus, now there is some amount of mass in the electrons, but most of it is in the nucleus, how dense is the nucleus? Well, the answer is crazy. The density of a typical nucleus is 4 times 10 to the 17th kilogram per meter cubed. But that's hard to visualize. Okay, I'll put it in English units. 2.5 times 10 to the 16th pounds per cubic feet. Okay, that's still kind of hard to figure. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Make a box that is 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot. And let's go and grab all of the nuclei from a typical car. Now, cars on average weigh 2 tons. How many cars' nuclei would you have to put into the box to have your 1 foot box have the same density of a nucleus? Is it 1 car? 2? How about 100? Nope, nope, and nope. The answer is much bigger. It is 6.2 billion. That is almost equal to the number of people in the Earth. So if everyone on the Earth owned their own car, and they don't, and we put all of those cars into your box, that would be about the density of a nucleus. So I'm saying that if you took every car in the world and put it in your 1 foot box, it would have the density of 1 nucleus. Okay, let's review. The atom is really, really, really small. Think atoms in a grapefruit, like blueberries in the Earth. The nucleus is crazy small. Now look inside the blueberry and blow it up to the size of a football stadium, and now the nucleus is a marble in the middle. The atom is made up of vast regions of empty space. That's weird. The nucleus has a crazy high density. Think of putting all those cars in your 1 foot box. I think I'm tired.